朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要讲一个非常非常重要的题目。
Today we're going to share a very, very important topic.
这个题目重要到它其实就是我们整个一生神造我们一个非常重要的目的。
This is so important because it's actually the purpose of God's creation of us.
讲到我们对神的敬拜。
That's our worship to God.
那因为我们这一个系列是讲认识我们的教会，所以我今天的重点是讲教会的敬拜。
Since this is actually the class knowing our church, so our focus will be worship at our church.
我想过去这一个多月来，整个教会的主题都在讲敬拜。
So actually for the past months, we have been talking about worship.
我们简单的复习一下几个中间很关键的点。
So let's briefly review some key points.
那个真实的敬拜，
So the true worship
完全是以神为中心的，
has to be God-centered.
敬拜并不等于音乐。
Worship does not equal to music.
现代的流行就是当我们讲到敬拜的时候都认为是教会的唱诗就是了。
Nowadays the trend seems like whenever we talk about church worship we think about singing songs.
我希望弟兄姊妹第一个观念你们要把这个拿掉。
I hope that we can correct our mindset.
敬拜是我们的生活，是我们的 lifestyle.
Because worship is actually our lifestyle.
敬拜是我们对神的态度。
And that is our attitude toward God.
因着我们认识他的至高无上。
Because we know about his supreme.
因着我们认识他对我们的爱，他在我们身上的主权。
And because we know about his love and his sovereignty over our lives.
我全人向他降服。
Therefore, our whole being prostrate before him.
而我整个人生是为着他的荣耀。
And my whole life is for his glory.
所以其实圣经上充满了敬拜的教导。
So actually, the Bible is full of teachings about worship.
我不晓得为什么人今天就要把它弄成光只是音乐，只是诗歌。
So I don't understand why nowadays people just limit worship to singing songs.
你看哥尼多前书第十章三十一节，他说，你们无论吃无论喝，总要为荣耀神而行。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 35One says, "Whatever you do, whether eating or drinking, do it for the glory of God."
这就是敬拜。
And that is worship.
对，我曾经讲过，斯百克弟兄说 "Holy for God," 就是我全然为神，这叫做敬拜。
And Brother Sparks says, "Holy for God," and that is worship.
Oswald Chambers 说竭诚为主 ，my utmost for His highest.
And Oswald Chambers says, "Utmost, my utmost for His highest."
这个叫做敬拜。
And that is worship.
哦，你在这位伟大的神面前，你很自然的就是整。整个心都向他而去。
Before this mighty God, it's very natural that our whole hearts just run toward him.
那个爱，那个尊崇，那个服服降服，都是很自然而生的。
That we will love him, we will honor him, and surrender to him. These all should be natural.
所以敬拜不是只有在聚会里面发生。
So worship does not only happen during meetings.
敬拜就是我们对神的态度，敬拜就是我们生活的方式。
So worship is our attitude toward God and our lifestyle.
所以我们今天就是把这个敬拜简单复习一下。底下前面我们还是花一点时间看看什么叫做敬拜。
So then we will briefly still look at what is worship.
那后面就集中到我们教会对敬拜我们的态度。好，我们在主面前的学习，还有我们的成长空间。
And then we'll focus on our church's worship, our attitude and room to grow, and the lessons we have learned.
第一个，我们说到神配得我们的敬拜，而且理当得着我们的敬拜。
First of all, God is worthy of our worship and deserves our worship.
因为他是独一的真神，他是万有的主宰。
Because he's the only true God and the Lord of all.
其实神要废掉我们的生命太容易了。
Actually, it's very easy for God to destroy our life.
神要毁掉整个万有也太容易了。
And it's very easy for God to destroy the entire universe.
他说有就有，命立就立。
Because everything came into existence by his words.
而且要用他全能的命令托住整个万有。
And today he's holding up everything by his words.
圣经上告诉我们有一天他要把整个天地像衣服一样卷起来。
The Bible says one day he will roll up the heaven and earth just like a piece
of clothing. 他把所有有形质的都用烈火烧掉了。
And he will consume with fire all the materials.
因为他带进一个新天新地来。
Because he will bring about a new heaven and new earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，面对一个这么伟大的神，我们理当来拜他。
So by facing this great God, we ought to worship.
所以主耶稣对撒旦说：“当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”
Therefore, Jesus told Satan that you shall worship no other God but the Lord.
第一个当，这是讲到敬拜的绝对性。
So you shall, this is shall, that means it's absolutely necessary.
所有的受造都应该来敬拜他。
All creations must worship God.
第二个，单要侍奉他。这个单是说到敬拜的独一性。
And then him only you shall serve, the singularity of our worship.
绝对不可以拜别的神。
You shall not worship other gods.
所以旧约以色列百姓在神圣在整个旧约的历史故事里面，一件最悲惨的事情就是他们拜偶像。
So the most pitiful and devastating thing, throughout the history of Israel is that they worshipped idols.
他们不光随从外面的世俗，犯了道德上的淫乱，他们更严重的是在宗教上的淫乱。
So not only that they follow the trend of the world and commit immorality, but what's even worse is that they committed adultery spiritually.
所以神介绍他自己，他说他是一个忌邪的神，一个会嫉妒的神。
You know, when God introduced Himself, He says that I am a jealous God.
所以陶叔弟兄在这里讲到，神正竭力的呼召我们。回归到他创造我们的原本目的，就是叫我们永永远远的来敬拜他，来享受他。
That's why A.W. Tozer says God is strongly calling us back to the original purpose when He created us to forever worship Him and enjoy Him.
一个不懂得敬拜的人是不可能享受神的。
A person who does not know how to worship God cannot enjoy God.
你不管怎样的想要追求祝福，如果我们里面不懂得敬拜，我们是不可能享福的。
Doesn't matter how hard we try to pursue blessings, if we do not know how to worship, it's impossible for us to enjoy God.
所以大卫讲得清清楚楚，凡是用别的来替代耶和华的，他的愁苦一定加增。
That's why David clearly says those who replace the Lord with other gods, his sorrows will increase.
弟兄姊妹，有一件事情很容易来明白，到底我们是不是活的为了敬拜他。
So it's very easy to tell if we're actually living a worship life.
就是到你现在愁苦是越来越多呢，还是越来越少？
So, do you have more or less sorrows?
弟兄姊妹，我们并不代表你没有愁苦就是敬拜神哈。
Well, it doesn't mean that if you don't have any sorrows, then you're worshiping God.
而是我的愁苦如果加增的话，这是好像温度计测量我发烧了一样。
But it's like a thermometer to test our fever, our body temperature. That is your sorrow increasing?
温度，哎呦，39，那你晓得你发烧了，你生病了。
39 degrees Celsius, then you know you're having a fever.
哎呀，我愁苦一直在加增。
Oops, my sorrow is increasing.
因为可能有别的东西进来取代了神在我心中绝对独一的地位了。
Maybe there's something in your heart that is replacing the sovereignty of God.
所以我在这里讲到真实敬拜，我就提三件事情哈，三个基本的要素或是一个基本的条件。
Here I list the three basic requirements of true worship.
这个敬拜就跟我们整个教会团体的敬拜，等一下我要讲的是一样的，三个最重要的要素。
So these are actually the three basic requirements for our church corporate worship that I'll talk about later.
第一个，这必须是以神为中心的敬拜。
First, it has to be God-centered.
我非常喜欢历代志上第六章呢，你提到当约柜安设之后，大卫就派人在耶和华的殿中管理歌唱的事，他们就在会幕前当唱歌唱的差，按着班次供职。所以讲到约柜必须安置好了，所有的敬拜才有意义。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 6 verses 31 to 32 it says that worship became meaningful only after the ark has come to rest.
我是不知道怎么去描述这件事情哈，今天一件让人很难过的事情，就是你几乎在各地都可以看到，在我们自己身上你也会看到的一件事情。
I don't really know how to describe or illustrate this, but something that is really sorrowful that we can see at many churches and sometimes among ourselves as well.
就是约柜根本不在我们中间，我们在那里又唱又跳又敬拜又赞美。
That we appear to be singing songs and worship, but yet ark is not in our midst.
我们根本不是在神的面前，在至高者面前来向他敬拜。
We're not offering worship to this high sovereign God.
我们是借着音乐，借着各式各样的节目，各式各样的方式， 我们在那里发表自己的情绪就是了。
Maybe we're just singing songs or through all kinds of format just to express our emotions.
发表我们里面的渴慕，我们需要他。
To express our thirst for him.
发表我们的痛苦，我们需要得到安慰。
Or express our sorrows and pain that we need comfort.
发表我们自己在那边希望得到自由的那种渴望。
Or express our thirst to be freed.
发表我们希望得到赦免的那种需要
or express our need to be forgiven.
但是 你可以知道这些都是很好的一些发表，但是你可以是不在神的同在中进行的。
These are all very good expressions, but they can be done without God's presence.
在神面前跟不在神面前，这是天壤之别的一个敬拜。
It's a difference of heaven and earth that we are worshiping in the presence of God or not.
今天在电视上或者我们会看到很多那种很大型的基督徒的这种敬拜赞美聚会，有时候就跟世界上的这种 professional 的那种演唱会是差不多的，大家跳啊、打鼓啊、击掌啊。
Sometimes we see on TV or this huge Christian music conference, but it looks, but it has, it's, it doesn't make any difference. It's almost the same as the secular worship, secular music.
所以我在这里引用 Warren Wiersbe 的一句话，他说：“敬拜呢是信徒的全人，包括我的心思、意志、情感，还有我的身体啊，是对神的所事、所言与所为的反应。”
Here I listed a quote from Warren Wiersbe: "Worship is the response of a saint's whole being."Our mind, emotion, will, and body toward God's being, words, and deeds.
特别注意哈，是对神的反应。
So that is our response toward God.
不是对音乐的反应。
It's not our response to music.
不是对那个气氛的反应。
Or it's not our response to the atmosphere.
而是我直接对神的一个反应。
That is my most direct response to God.
而在神的面前这样子的一个反应，我可以发表我刚才前面所说的那些感觉。
Then through this response to God, I can express like what I listed before, all the expressions.
如果不是对神，这一切都是虚空的虚空。
But if these are not directed to God, then all these are but vanities.
你今天如果在海边对你的这个在远方的太太讲了千言万语。
For example, you go to the beach and then you say something that you wanted to say to your wife, but your wife is not with you.
你写信也不告诉她，打电话也不告诉她，你见到她面也从来不表达。那只有她不在的时候，哇，对着大海讲了自己都流泪，很感动。
And then you write letters to her, you make phone calls, but she never get it. And then you just express your feelings and your affections toward the ocean, but she doesn't know.
不管海枯石烂，我对你的爱永恒不改。你怎么唱怎么叫，人家不知道。
No matter how much you express your affections and love, she does not know.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候，我们的敬拜赞美缺少对象。
Oftentimes, we lack an object of our worship.
所以我常常在讲祷告的时候，我说祷告是人与神、与至高者、与神在圣灵中的相会和相交。
So I've shared with you that the meaning of prayer is actually a divine encounter and fellowship between man and God.
我讲读经，读经最重要的事情是要遇见那位说话的神。
And when we read the scripture, the most important thing is that we meet God who speaks.
都跟他同在，他是中心，是不能够分开来的。
So it cannot be separated from him being the center.
而聚会，主耶稣就告诉我们，你们只要有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
Regarding assembly and meetings, the Lord Jesus promised that two or three of you gather together, I am in your midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们对这种标准答案、这种传统习惯的这种敬虔都已经太熟悉了哈。
Brothers and sisters, we're so familiar with the traditional godliness.
就像我刚刚讲的这些道理，你们都觉得早就知道了。
So just like what I have just said, you probably think that you all know.
但是我请你花十秒钟想一想。
But I ask you to pause for 10 seconds.
从今天早上九点多到现在，已经两个钟头了。
From this morning, 9:30 until now, it's been 2 hours.
请问你能不能很有把握、很清楚地说，我曾经在圣灵里、在信心中，我如同在那位这个看见那位看不见的神一样，我在他的面前，我遇见了他。
Can you say with certainty that by faith and in His presence I have met God?
今天早上我曾经在神的面前向他真正是对着神唱出了我心中的赞美和敬拜。
Have I sang out of my heart toward God my praises and worship to Him?
今天早上神真的借着信息、借着见证、借着读的经文，真是让我遇见了这位说话的神。
have I met the Lord who speaks through the sermons and testimonies and prayers?
我不晓得有多少人能够举手说，我真的清清楚楚的今天在神面前，过去这两个钟头，我曾经清楚的遇见了他。
How many can say that in the past two hours?
感谢主这么多人。那我真为你们感谢神，我真为你们感谢神。
I'm so thankful for you.
我这个人已经信主了，基督徒，自称基督徒四十多年。
I've been a Christian for over 40 years.
但是在多少的聚会里面，我可以说我在聚会中，但是我不是在神的面前。
But so many times I can say that I am in the meeting, but I'm not in the presence of God.
所有的敬拜必须以神为中心。
All worship has to be God-centered.
是在神的面前。
It has to be before God.
对，约柜安置以后。
So after the ark came to rest.
那是完全不一样的。
Then everything is the same, is different.
所以今天有太多太多的教会公开的讲，有公开的培训，说要以 seekers oriented， 要成为以会众为中心为导向的教会。
There are so many churches that they proclaim that they are seeker oriented churches.
我们可以了解他们为什么这么说。
We can understand why they say that.
你要能够进入他们的需要，进入他们的感觉，把他们带过来。
Yes, seekers are very important. It's important to enter into your feelings and their needs.And bring them to God.
你可以把它当作一种服事的方式，但是不能成为教会的中心。
Yes, it can be a format, a method of service, but it cannot be church's.
教会所有的聚会、所有的侍奉、所有的走向，必须以神为中心。
All the church's service and direction has to be God-centered.
人负责满足神，神负责满足人。
Man's job is to satisfy God, and God's job is to satisfy man.
我们人负责来敬拜他，他负责来祝福我们。
And man's job is to worship God, and God's job is to bless man.
一个以神为中心的人，他不可能不顾虑到会众的需要的。
A God-centered person for sure will care about the needs of people.
但是如果我们以人的需要为中心的话，我们常常忽略了让神在我们中间得到他当得的地位尊崇。我们也不容易得到他想要给我们的祝福。
But if we are man-centered, then it's very hard for us to receive blessing from God because we don't honor Him.
第二个是要用心灵和诚实的敬拜啊。
Secondly, worship has to be in spirit and truth.
真实的敬拜永远是受造的人跟神之间的相会和对话。
True worship is an encounter and dialogue between created man and God.
像我刚才讲的祷告啦、读经啦、唱诗啦，都是很好的方法。
So like singing and praying and messages, they're all good formats.
那方式可以不同，但是必须是从心灵和诚实出来的。
Yes, the formats may be different, but worship has to come from the most sincere worship of the heart.Can you tell the difference?
全部都抬起头来了。
Everyone is paying attention.
我刚刚把麦克风关一下，你们全部都抬头了。
Because I just turned on my microphone, everyone started paying attention.
我的声音还是我的声音。
Yes, my voice is still the same.
但是我开了麦克风以后，它透过它出来又不一样。
Then after I turn on the mic, then my voice becomes different.
如果我今天跟你讲，人如果不在圣灵里祷告，神不听。
So today, if I say,If we do not pray in the Holy Spirit, God will not listen.
人如果不在圣灵里，这个神不同在。
If we are not in the Holy Spirit, then God will not be there.
如果人不在圣灵里，达不到服事的果效。
If we are not in the Holy Spirit, we cannot have the effect of the service.
那我们每一次在服事的时候，我们第一件事情要做的就是挑选定音，对不对？
So every time when we serve, we have to fine tune and find the channel.
我透过圣灵跟不在圣灵里，那是一个截然不同的结果。
It makes a whole lot of difference whether we are in or not in the Holy Spirit.
所以以前有个弟兄说，他有一次看到一个人，就这个冲到公用电话亭，拉起电话来就叽里呱啦呱啦讲了一大堆，然后嘣就挂断，然后就走了。
Someone has said that he once has seen a person just rush into the public phone booth and pick up the phone and start talking, and afterwards just hang up and leave the phone booth.
他连电话都没有拨通。
He did not even dial the number.
电话号码都没拨。
He didn't even dial the number.
你到底在跟谁讲话
？So what are you? Who are you talking to?
这叫自言自语。
You're just mumbling.
今天我们很多的时候祷告就是这样子。
Oftentimes our prayers just like that.
我不好意思说我们是神经病，但是也差不多了。
I dare not to say that we're crazy, but almost.
跪到那里就噼里啪啦噼里啪啦讲完站起来就走了。
So we just kneel down and start mumbling and afterwards we just get up and leave.
弟兄姊妹需要在圣灵里面的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be in
the Holy Spirit. 要用心灵和真实，当我真从心里出来的时候， It's a big difference, 是一个完全不同的境界。
It makes a big difference when we pray in the Spirit.
我曾经讲过一个长辈说，他说我被圣灵充满的秘诀就是当我在祷告中不再向神撒谎的时候。
I once shared with you an elderly brother. He says that the secret of being filled with the Holy Spirit, my secret, is that I stop lying in my prayers.
我不是说我们一定是故意撒谎，对不对？
I'm not saying that we intentionally lie in our prayers.
但是我相信他的意思就是很多时候我们是有口无心的。
But I'm sure that what he meant is that a lot of times we just say a prayer without heart.
我们唱都归耶稣，都归耶稣，我们没有一件事情给耶稣，全部扣得紧紧的。
We might sing all for Jesus, all for Jesus, but in reality, we have reservation on everything.
然后主耶稣啊，我若爱你，曾经是，应当是现在，然后砰一下就打孩子一下，你在干什么？
Or we may be singing that, oh Lord Jesus, if I ever love you, it has to be now, and then pretty soon we turn around and spank our child.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们没有把自己这个人放到我的歌词，放到我的祷告，放到我在读的话语上。
Because we do not place ourselves in our songs and then in our prayers or in our reading the scripture.
所以在这里，我用本人约翰的一句话，他说：“你祷告的时候，宁可有心而没有话，却不可以有话而没有心。”
So here I listed a quote from John Bunyan that when you pray, is you rather have the heart without the words than to have words.Than to have words without the heart.
你可以把祷告改成唱诗，改成敬拜，改成聚会，改成侍奉，改成所有的东西。
And this can not only apply to prayer, but to your ministry, to your service, to your reading the scriptures.
那个关键不仅仅在于我们需要有对象。
The key is that not only that we have to have an object.
有确定的对象。
A clear object.
而这个对象必须是主。
And that clear object has to be the Lord.
而且我必须是从我的内心真实出来的。
And it has to come from my heart.
主耶稣啊，我今天太软弱了。
Lord Jesus, I'm so weak today.
我今天是真的很累，不晓得是感冒了还干，我整个力量就是不够。
Maybe I've caught a cold, but today I'm very weak. I just don't have the strength.
我就告诉主，我说主，今天这么累，不可以让我这么累来服侍你。
I just pray, Lord, I'm so tired, but don't let me be so tired when I serve you.
弟兄姊妹，当你任何时候从心灵的真诚向神祷告的时候，你差不多都会遇见他的同在。
Almost any time, almost all the time, whenever we pray with the sincerity of the heart, we will meet him.
神是个灵，拜他的必须要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
所以主耶稣在以赛不是圣经在以赛亚书二十九章，主耶稣后来也曾经引用过，这个百姓亲近我，又嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 29 it says that these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips.
他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐而已。
But have removed their hearts far from me, and then their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men.
我希望没有一个年轻人或者任何的弟兄姊妹是被爸爸妈妈拖来的，或者被你的另外一半拖来的。
I hope none of us here.Is dragged to church by your family, your parents, or your spouse.
我们不光嘴巴在这里赞美他、尊敬他，而且我们的心真是口唱心和。
Not only that we're praising and worshiping with our lips, but our hearts also.
你看有你，如果你跟你的孩子，他正在那边玩电玩，你在那边问他说：“你爱不爱爸爸？”
For example, when your child is playing video games and then you ask, do you love your daddy?
他连看你都不看一眼，继续玩。
He probably didn't even look at you and say, of course I love you.
你会满足吗？
Continue to. Will you be satisfied with that answer?
你想你要动之以情，弄手抱住他的肩膀，你爱爸爸吗？
So maybe you already put your hand on his shoulder. Do you love daddy?
爱。
So, yes, of course, I love you.
你会满足吗？
Will you be satisfied?
对不对？所以神不喜欢我们只是用嘴唇来亲近他，心却远离他啊。
That's why God is not delighted when we draw near to him with our mouths and lips, and yet our hearts are far from him.
答案都对，唱的歌也对，祷告的用词也对，但是人却不对。
Yes, we may be saying the right words, singing the right songs, but Our hearts are not there.
第三个讲到在圣灵里自由的敬拜。
And then the third requirement is free worship in the Holy Spirit.
我刚才说过，真正自由的敬拜一定要在圣灵里面。
As I shared, the true worship has to be in the Holy Spirit.
我们要让圣灵自由，我必须先学习在聚会中。我必须是肯舍己肯顺服。
In order for the Holy Spirit to move freely in the meeting, we have to learn the lesson of surrendering and obedience.
整个教会的敬拜要达到它该有的境界和果效的话。
For the entire church's worship to reach certain standard and effects.
整个教会的敬拜要能够真正自由的话。
For the church worship to be truly free.
我们决定需要在圣灵里哈。
We have to be in the Holy Spirit.
而要在圣灵里的话，就说到我们这些个人，我们必须在圣灵的运行中，我们向他降服。
In order for the church worship to be free, we individuals have to surrender and obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动我们祷告，我们就祷告。
If the Holy Spirit moves us to pray, we pray.
我们来到神家，不要说圣灵感动你唱诗才唱诗，唱诗是一定要开口唱诗的。
When we come to God's house, we ought to sing songs. You don't say that I will sing only when the Holy Spirit moves.
你不能够说我今天没有感觉想唱，我今天懒得唱，我今天不会唱。
We cannot say that. Oh, I don't know how to sing. I don't feel like singing. I'm too lazy to sing today.
真实的敬拜一定有回应的哈。
Because true worship will bring about response.
而这个回应刚才说过了，不光是心思意志情感，也是我们身体的回应。
So this response is not only our mind, our emotions, and our will, but also our bodies.
所以我们举手也好，我们开口也好，我们说阿门也好，这弟兄姊妹，这都是一个回应。
So whether we lift up our hands or we say amen, these are all our responses.
哎呀，你不要说我不会祷告。
Please don't say I do not know how to pray.
哎，你看看刚刚那个弟兄祷告引经据典，而且他那么大声，我这么小声。
Look at the other brother. He knows he prays so well, and he prays so loud, and then he quotes scriptures.
啊，我想这个英文组的弟兄姊妹，他们常唱的一首诗歌 ，It's all about you. 哈，这个真正的敬拜是全部是关乎神的。It's nothing about me.
a song that English brothers and sisters sing very often is all about you. It's not about us.
对不对？真正的敬拜是为了讨神喜悦，为了高举神的。
Because the true worship is to please God and to exalt God.
所以我们不要自觉这么重。
So let's not be so self-conscious.
也不要体贴自己这么多。
And please don't mind about ourselves so much.
我懒得开口。
I'm so lazy. I'm too lazy to sing.
我不喜欢变成那样子的人。人家一祷告你就阿门阿门阿门的。这个
I don't like to become a person who says amen, amen, amen all the time.
弟兄姊妹，通通不要管外面的，你自己对神必须是真实的。
Now let's not worry about the outward things, but be true to God.
我小的时候在的一个教会是一个非常严谨而且很追求的教会。
I grew up at a church that is very strict, very conservative, and pursuing the Lord.
那个时候我们星期六有青少年的聚会。
I remember on Saturdays we had youth meetings.
就是初中生、高中生跟大学生一起的聚会。
So actually, the meetings will have junior high, high schoolers, and college students.
因为我上面有这个五个哥哥。
Actually, I have five elder brothers.
我常常在家里面听到他们讲他们在教会聚会的痛苦哈。
So I often hear about their pain.In church meetings,
因为他们中间有一个辅导是专门会在大家祷告的时候跑过来戳你一下，叫你祷告的。
Because in their meetings, there's a counselor who always walk around and poke people and say, "It's time for you to pray."
所以我哥哥们都被他戳过哈。
My brothers have been poked by him.
戳一下不行，有时候看你不行，会后不得好再来戳一次。
And then he will come and poke you, and then if you don't respond, he will poke you again.
Kyle, you need to learn this, huh?
Brother Kyle, you can learn this.
就是戳他们，叫他们起来祷告。
Just poke them so that they will pray out loud.
但你知道吗？我小学六年级毕业上初中的时候，我参加他们的聚会。
So after graduating from elementary school, I joined their meeting.
人家看我太小了，没有人戳我。
Because they think that I was too young, so no one came to poke me.
但有一天在聚会的中间，圣灵戳我。
But then one day the Holy Spirit poked me.
叫我起来祷告。
And then the Holy Spirit urged me to stand up and pray.
我一想，从初中到大学，我是最小的，没有我的份。
So I thought I'm the youngest in this fellowship. It cannot be me.
所以我根本就消灭圣灵的感动。
So basically, I just quenched the move of the Holy Spirit.
里面又有感动，我就跟主讨价还价。
And then the Holy Spirit urged me again, and I negotiated and argued with him.
我说我这么小，然后有这么多 大哥哥大姐姐在，轮不到我的。
So I'm the youngest in this fellowship. There are a lot of older brothers and sisters. It cannot be me.
可是里面圣灵就是这样催促我。
But yet the Holy Spirit kept urging me.
对吧？后来你知道我们中间的祷告，这个会后的所谓的公祷哈。
You know, after the fellowship, we have this public prayer.
大家都一个接一个，一个接一个祷告的。
Open prayers like the popcorn prayers.
那如果那个人祷告完以后，空了大概20秒、30秒，就表示已经没人祷告了，大家就抬头了。我们中间也常这样子哈。
So it's like popcorn prayers, but if there's like a gap of 20-30 seconds, then people assume the prayer ended.
那个，所以我里面本来想祷告的，结果发现哎，大家安静了，我就跟主说：“主，你看一定要停了啊。
” So actually, I was like.Preparing to pray, and then there was a silence. So I told the Lord, I think it's about to end the prayer.
我才想完，就有人又祷告了。
Then, as I was thinking about this, someone prayed again.
完了又安静了。
And then there was silence again.
后来我就跟主讨价还价，我说主，已经隔了这么久了哈，只要还有人在祷告，他祷告完我就祷告。
Then I negotiated with the Lord. Lord, we have been silent for so long. If someone else pray, then I will follow.
照平常大家早就抬头了，不知道为什么那一天。就是那么久以后，又有人祷告。
Usually by that time people would have ended, but I don't know why that day someone prayed again.
所以我就顺服主，他祷告完我就哗站起来，然后我完全忘记我讲什么了。
And then I just followed the Lord. After he prayed, I stood up and prayed. I totally forgot what I was saying.
我就把我的感动就这样讲完了。
And I just pray out what the Holy Spirit moved me.
聚会结束的时候，那个时候传道人他比我大好几十岁，他那时大概已经大概60岁的，我们都叫他周波波。
Okay, then after the meeting, there was a minister. He was about in his 60s, and we called him.
没想到他上台，他就说：“以后你们这个祷告要大声一点哈，不要像红姐祷告，像个小老鼠一样。
”And then after the meeting, he went up to the pulpit and says, "In the future, when you pray, please pray out loudly. Don't pray like Hong Jie. He prayed like a little mouse."
这是我这辈子第一次有殉道者的心智啊，向神献的敬拜，结果得到了这样子的一个结果。
So this is the first time that I offer up worship to the Lord with a martyr spirit, and this is the result.
但是从那一次开始，我敢开口祷告了。
But ever since that time, I had the courage to pray in the public.
弟兄姊妹，我不是要把重点重在你是不是开口祷告，而是重在圣灵中，当你降服的时候，圣灵在我们身上可以做事情。
But my focus is not whether we open our mouths or not, but to obey the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can move freely among us.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。